At around 11:30 Thursday morning, Richard Petty arrived at the home of Mary Lee Slaughter in Winston-Salem in his sporty black Ford. He was greeted with a checkered flag by Meals on Wheels staff and Slaughter's family members. 96-year-old Slaughter is a big NASCAR fan. She remembers watching Richard Petty at the Daytona 500 in Florida in the 1970s. She thanked him for the hot lunch and asked him for his autograph.
You want to sign the money?
Yes, I
thought you was going to pay me $6 for an autograph. I thought that's what you was going to do.
Well, I want something done.
Meals on Wheels provides a hot, nutritious lunch each weekday for Forsyth County's homebound elderly. Volunteers have delivered more than 4 million meals since the program began in 1962. Helen Pritchard was the very first volunteer.
Well, the people were a little suspicious. You know, why did we want to do this? So we would explain to them that this meals were free, and they didn't have to pay for them, and they didn't have to go outside and get them when they didn't feel like it. And it could not happen without good people, generous people.
Slaughter says the program is helping her maintain her independence.
I'm not able to cook, and if I wasn't the Meals on Wheels, then I'd have to go to a nursing home.
Petty's visit was part of the 50th anniversary celebration of Meals on Wheels in Forsyth County. This is the first time he's been involved with the program. Petty says his wife has been sick and he's had to learn to cook. He says his visit has made him realize how important the program is to the community.
I guess, you know, in our own little world, we're making it and everything's going good, so you don't think about other people not having visitors. See, one of the things about Meals on Wheels is the visit also, because a lot of people live by themselves, and if you just open the door and throw the food in, they'd appreciate that. But the people come in with the food, sit down and talk to the people and stuff.
75-year-old Petty says his visit to Mary Slaughter's home also left an impression on him personally. He says seeing a 96-year-old with so much energy is giving him something to look forward to. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.